You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. Our regular Friday get-together. Yep.
Kick off the show with a question from London. The real one in England, by the way. When people say, which London? The real one. The question comes from Andrew. I've enjoyed listening to Bob for too many years now. Too many? Is it timely for Bob to wax lyrical again about the debt bubble, Mother Nature, and gold? If not now, when? It seems to have been a long time, but maybe I missed a recent podcast. So how about the debt bubble, Mother Nature, and gold, Bob?
Yeah, sure. We have been in a great financial bubble. And the first one erupted on its own in 1720, and it was called the South Sea Bubble. And it did its routine and went straight up in the final stages and then reached a high in June in London, which was the financial center then, and then drifted through the summer, and then it crashed beginning in that September. And they've all done that. They've peaked either in London in May or June. That's maybe the old saying, sell in May and go away. And then they have all crashed in the fall. Usually they've cleared themselves where September and into October can be deadly. They've sort of cleared themselves by November and set, a base from which they would rebound. But one, in 1825, the heavy liquidation and panic went right through until that January, which was exceptional. So you have this pattern, and you end up with four main features of a bubble, and we use them to keep track of the transition from bubble to disaster. And one is real long interest rates going down a little with the boom and then turning up, and they have turned up. The other is the senior currency becomes chronically firm, while the earlier the dollar had a straight up into January because of the Trump effect, and then it got whacked very hard, and I think that was probably the weakness you'd see as the bubble concludes, and somewhere in here the U.S. dollar should stabilize and then begin a period of chronic firm. And then the real prices for copper. I think we got back to 1825 on that one. And so copper, as representing base metals, they go up in a bubble, and then they go down in the post-bubble contraction, and metals can be weak. Base metals can be sort of generally weak now for some years, but within this, Jim, you still get the 3 to 4 year business cycle coming and going. You know, a recovery and then a very weak recession. So that's the way that goes.
Now, with a very weak recession, do you expect that the market is going to have a bit of a correction, or are we in for a major one this fall?
Oh, yeah. That's Jim, that one is a key question, because where joy can be discovered in May, and the opposite, a disaster, can be discovered in the fall. The great crashes in history have occurred in the fall, and as I mentioned, one of them, the 1825 one, the disaster continued into January that year. So, yeah, it is remarkable how solid the pattern is. Now, I like to point out that the crowd speculating in 1720, and of course there's a bunch of newcomers into the market came in, and even including Isaac Newton, the great mathematician, and he made some money in and out early in the game, and then he went in full hard high up in it, and then suffered tremendous losses afterwards. So history is interesting on these things. So, but all of them lead to a prolonged period of weak recoveries and unrelenting recessions.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking of Bob Hoy. One of the things that caught my eye on the headline, Sell in May, Go Away, suggested in May, is that this May was one of the best in 30 years. What do you see for the stock market going forward?
Hey, isn't that a good one? I had missed that headline, Jim, and thank you for it.
Well, so what do you see going forward here after one of the best Mays ever?
Well, it fits the pattern.
Yeah. And that pattern going forward is more of the best, or should people
just walk away? Yeah, Jim, yeah. I'll review it again.
Yeah.
Churning around during the summer months, and then beginning a massive failure in September.
Headline, Japanese bond yields have been rising and the market is nervous of the yen carry trade unraveling. Can you explain that?
Well, yeah, their long rates have risen exceptionally, and as their bond price got trashed, and that is that. It happened.
Japan. Now, back in the 80s, everybody thought Japan's going to take over the world, but their biggest problem was what? Over-leverage? They bought too many things that just weren't that good?
Oh, yeah. Plus, they had a... There was some kind of option deal where traders could get money virtually for nothing, and they were going to buy the whole world. I mean, there was one guy was going to buy the Pebble Beach Golf Course for about $500 million, and all the headlines about that, and then come that fall, he was broke. So he went from going to buy the world to being broke.
Canada kept its central bank rate steady. The European Central Bank cut its rate down to 2%. What do you think the Fed's going to do in their June 18th meeting?
I think I watch the Treasury bill rate as the 3-month T-bills or the 6-month T-bills. Those rates are set by market forces, and they go up and they go down with the business cycle, and the Fed job is to appear to be managing interest rates when all it is going along with the ride. So the Fed is a fraud and a fake and a farce, so to put it mildly.
Headline, bookings in the Hamptons are down 30%.
Yeah, that's rentals for a summer place for, I think, 6 weeks or maybe even 2 months. And they are huge, like they're maybe a couple hundred thousand for the season, dollars, that is. And so the hot money in Manhattan has been reduced, so that they're not really paying up for the high-end rentals in the Hamptons.
And of course, perhaps they're missing Canadian customers as well, with statistics showing that cross-border trips from British Columbia into Washington State, for example, down 55%.
Canadian, that
much? Yes, wow. Canadian air travel into the U.S. down 20%. And cross-border car traffic overall from Canada down 35%. So tourist spots in the U.S. maybe are noticing a lack of, how's it going, bud?
Yeah, well, there was stories of senators in the eastern states getting together with politicians in Ontario and seeing what they can do about it. But it's happening. People are just... Canadians are not wanting to cross the border into the States.
And Bob, is the bromance over between President Trump and Elon Musk with their Twitter and Truth Social war of words going on now?
Yeah, well, when that break first came, when I first read about the break a day or so ago, I thought, oh, it's a scheme of some kind. And then I'm looking at further comments, and there is a real rupture between those two guys. I don't understand it, but Musk is really a phenomenal guy, and he's got this committee going into fraud in government deals and all that sort of stuff. So I think he really is going to continue, or his committee is going to continue to clean house there. There was, 15 million dollars going into African countries to research gay things. I don't know what. Anyways, there was all kinds of very strange expenditures and amounting to billions and billions of dollars.
Now, Bob, have you done anything on Bitcoin or cryptos?
No, I just watch it as the market. I think it goes up and down with the major moves in the market, and Ross sort of keeps track of it for overboughts and oversolds, just, you know, that advice. But take away the stock market, where would it be? I don't know.
Well, I'm saying we're one solar flare or major crypto hacking event from all the trillions of dollars invested in crypto disappearing in a flash.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, well, we'll watch it, that's for sure.
A Carrington event, like back in 1859, I believe.
Yeah.
That fried all the telegraph lines, but that was the only electronics they had back then to fry.
Yeah. No, you get a huge... electromagnetic forces going on with the different sets of wires, and then you get a huge blast of radiation, and it shorted things out.
Or perhaps China or North Korea lets off a nuke in outer space and does that.
Sorry for laughing, yeah.
But it's all too true.
Yeah.
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we look forward to getting together next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Bob loves to answer your questions. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.